Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome back to another episode of Quantity Radio. It is your girl, Big Quan, of course. And I'm doing an audio episode. Yay! And start clapping. I don't know, like, I haven't done an audio episode in a long time. I've just been busy doing visuals, creating content for YouTube, and, you know, just doing everything else but an audio episode. So I feel like I'm closer to y'all when I do an audio episode because, like, it's a little more intimate. The cameras are not on me. It's a little bit more personal, per se, to me. If you listen to my previous audio episodes, I do get a little deeper into how I feel. Like, that's what I do like about the audio episodes. The audio episodes are about how I feel and what I'm doing. I'm not constantly, like, you know, interviewing a guest, you know what I'm saying? So I'm going to tell you about that in a little bit. This episode is going to be me just reflecting on 2023. This is a 2023 wrap up. This is a 2023 wrap up for me. And so, and this also my 3-year podiversary. Yes. Yes. It is a 3-year podiversary. Do you understand me, honey? I am so happy and proud of myself. I made it to year 3, okay? They say most podcasts don't make it past how many episodes? Like 10? I know the number is low, but it's somewhere. It's a low number. But I made it to, what, I think I did 53 episodes so far. So I'm proud of myself. I'm happy. I am amazed. I am honored. I am humbled. I am grateful. I am thankful. Okay, because I did that shit. Yeah. I did that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I really, really did that shit. So I'm juiced. I'm happy about it. You know what I'm saying? So I really did my thing and I'm proud of myself. You know, it's good to give yourself credit. It's good to give yourself that pat on the back, that kudos, because sometimes I know we just work hard and just be on go, 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 go. And you just need to stop and realize, like, hey, like, I'm really doing my shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know I took a break. As the year is ending right now, I did take a little bit of a gap in between episodes, but, you know, I wanted to take a break for the holidays because I've been doing visuals, a lot of visuals and everything like that. And I've been consistent, but the holidays were coming up. So I just wanted to take, like, a little pause and just spend time with family and friends and things like that. So I did take a break, but I've been consistent. That's another thing I'm proud of. I've been consistent. I've been dropping them episodes, honey. I've been dropping them. I went from not wanting to do visuals at all to doing nothing but visuals this whole year. You know what I'm saying? So I'm proud of myself being on camera and everything like that. Shout out to my crew. You know, I couldn't do it alone. Shout out to Static Studios. Thank you guys so much. Shout out to Anthony. Shout out to Bree. Thank you guys so much for helping me with the podcast and editing the visuals. Sorry, y'all, I'm a little congested, so if I sound like it, that's because I am. I'm getting over a cold. I went to Disneyland this past weekend, but yeah, we'll talk about that later. So I'm just really, really grateful for the people in my life that have kept encouraging me to proceed with just growth in my podcast, and that has encouraged me with different ideas and things like that. So shout out to everybody. Shout out to all my listeners. Shout out to y'all. Y'all the best. But we got to get this listening up on Spotify, okay? So I can start running these ads because I still have not made it to where I want to be. You know, I always strive for more. I'm a Cancer. I'm a perfectionist. So especially when it comes to things that I care about, that I really, really care about, like this podcast, I really want to get my listeners up on the audio side because, like I said, I started off doing audio and now I'm doing more visuals for content, but I really want the audio side to get boosted up so we can get that ad space in there. If you got an ad, hey, this is an ad right here. If you have an ad, email me at quantityradio@gmail.com. That's Quanitea radio@gmail.com. Let me know. I'll get you some ad space on here. We can run it up. You know, let's get it. I'm just trying to get to the bag and trying to get some more listeners because I want people to listen to me. Talk to me. I'll talk back. Send in emails, suggestions, reviews. If you can, and if you please, if you will, can you go and review my podcast? Like it, follow it on Spotify, subscribe to it, follow it on Apple Podcasts, and make sure you leave a review. Let me know how I'm doing. Let me know which episode is your favorite. Let me know what you want to see or hear more of. What guests do you want on the show? Like, email me that, put it on a review, you know, any words of encouragement, anything like that. Like, everything is appreciated, and I take everything into consideration. So, thank you, y'all, for doing that in advance. I love y'all. But yeah, let's talk about my 2023 wrap up for the podcast. So, my podcast this year, I definitely branched out and did more, like I said, more visuals, more interviews than I did before. Like I said, I've been consistent, so I'm proud of myself for that. Shout out to my guests that were on the episodes this year. Shout out to, like, listen, I'm about to start giving shout outs, but like, when you start naming people, you get in trouble because you leave somebody out. But I'm just going name some key people that were on the show. I started off the year with Manny, Relationship Talk with Manny. So if you go all the way back to the first 2023 episode, it's with Manny. Shout out to him. He definitely was a great guest on my show. Who else? Who was on my show? So we had LaFresh. Shout out to LaFresh, the LaFresh brand. I'll be, you know, tagging all these people below their Instagram so you can see them. I'm so sorry, y'all. I told you I'm congested. I got a little cold, but I had to get this episode done because it's my podcast anniversary, and I just have to do a personal, intimate audio episode with you guys. I'm more intimate with you guys when I'm just doing audio and it's more myself. But shout out to LaFresh and his brand. He came through with some dope gems. Anaya Baby, she just finished up the Baddies West, her firecracker ass. She was, you know, name dropping and all type of stuff. And her episode is titled, I believe, The Black Sheep. I think it's The Black Sheep. Look for that episode. My mom, y'all, I had my mama on the podcast. Shout out to my mom. She came through, and it's a visual too, so you can go ahead and check that out on YouTube. I'm going to drop the YouTube link in the bio for this episode, so you guys can go ahead and check out all the videos that I've dropped so far if you haven't, which you should have. CJ, he came through with the firearm safety, dropping real informative information that we should know about dealing with firearms. Shout out to Kim from Plant Vibrations. We talked some healthy stuff, what you can do to get your body back in order. Shout out to Ashley. Ashley Zen Therapy, that is the name of her business. Beautiful place of business, all about natural healing, holistic healing, getting your spiritual healing. She's a spiritual advisor, so shout out to her. She's one of the latest episodes that I dropped, probably like a few episodes back, so you guys don't have to scroll back far to listen to that one. Shout out to all my guests. My friends came on. Let's Talk Sex. That episode was one of my higher ranking episodes on YouTube. So shout out to, I think, Jamisha, Kia, Kia Monet. Shout out to her, my best friend Crystal, and who else was on there? I think that was it. Please don't get mad at me. I think that was just it. Yep, that was it. And plus me. So, like I said, it was a lot of people. I actually branched out as well to go to an event and interview people at an event. It was an event for mental health awareness. So shout out to that one, the Queen's Court. And I got to interview a couple people. I got to interview the mayor of Tracy. So that was amazing. That was a blessing. My top ranked episode on YouTube, coming in with a amazing whopping 2,500 views, was Country Wayne. Yes, you heard me right. I interviewed Country Wayne. The episode is titled Help is on the Way with Country Wayne. If you haven't checked it out, listened to it, watched it, what are you doing? I interviewed Country Wayne, y'all. So let me tell y'all the backstory on that. So me and my mom went to the comedy show for Country Wayne, and I was hesitant to bring my mic inside. I was like, I'm gonna just leave it because I have like a Bluetooth mic that hooks up to the phone. And so, you know, just to be prepared for any type of occasion such as the comedy show. And I don't know, I just kind of like not doubted myself, but I was like, I'm not gonna do it. Like, maybe he might not be cool like that. Maybe he's just trying to get up out of there at the end of the show. Like, you know, I just kind of wasn't sure like if it would happen. So went there, went to the comedy show. I ended up taking pictures with Country Wayne afterwards. My mom took pictures with him. He's a cool dude, real down to earth. Shout out to Country Wayne. And after that, I was just like, man, let me just go outside and go get my mic because he seemed cool. Like, I'm gonna just try it, whatever. And I didn't want to go out because I'm like, if I go back out and come back in, they kind of looking like, okay, like, she done brought something up in here. Like, why you had to come back? Well, go out and come back in. They're going, you know, I don't know if it's going to trip. But anyway, I ended up talking to the security guard that was working at the comedy club that night. I said, man. And shout out, I ended up interviewing Slink Johnson as well that same night, because I did go to my car and I did grab my microphone and I came back in and I end up interviewing Gerald Slink Johnson. If you guys watch the show Black Jesus, you can watch it on Hulu. It's streaming on there right now. But I interview him. He's a comedian as well. He's been on 85 South show. Just a legend in the comedy game. I think he's been around since, I want to say like 2007. So he's a legend when it comes to this comedy stuff. I got to interview him. Shout out to him. But the security guard was like, I said, man, I really wish like I could have interviewed Country Wayne. And then he was just like, well, come back tomorrow. And come back around, you know, this time, and I could get that done for you. I'm like, do not play with me, because the comedy show was about maybe like 45 minutes from my house. I said, if I come all the way back out here and, you know, spend my time and my gas and come out here and it don't happen, I'm going to be upset. So I want to make sure this is a for sure thing that you can get me in with Country Wayne. I don't even care if it's a 5-minute interview. I just want to talk to him and, you know, get some content and pick his brain a little bit, ask him some questions. And, you know, I'm good. I am good with that. I don't need a 30-minute interview with him. I know he's busy. I know he got to go. So he guaranteed me that. So I came back the next night after the show was over. It was his last day doing his comedy show, because he did 3 days there. And it was his third day. And I came back and had my microphone ready. And I seen the security guard. I was calling him at first and he wasn't answering the phone. I'm all thinking, oh, man, like, he done played me. Like, he not even answering the phone. But he ended up texting me and he was just like, I guess because, you know, he had to do his job. So he was like, you know, hey, like, come in and, you know, just sit down and wait or whatever, because he was taking pictures with everybody. And I sat there and I waited. And I ended up going up there because I thought I was going to be like backstage or something like that and do like a little quick little interview and get out of there. And when he was on stage, after he took pictures with everybody, he called me up there and he recognized me. He was like, hey, you the girl from last night. I said, oh, you remember me? He said, yeah. I was like, okay, well, can I just please get like, you know, 10 minutes of your time? And he said, 10? I said, yeah, I got a podcast. I really want to try to interview you for my podcast. He was like, 10. I'm like, he looked at me like, I'm ready to go. I'm like, I understand. I'm like, okay, I said 5. I said 7, 6. I said 5. And he looked at me. We looked at each other. And he's like, cut the music off, because they had music playing in the background. He's like, cut the music off. So I'm on stage with Country Wayne and there's people still around lingering and things like that. So there's people in the building that's watching him. And cut the music off, it's dead quiet. Everybody automatically look on stage like, what he about to do? And so he was like, okay, let's go. I'm like, oh my God, like my heart started beating real fast, because I'm like, I'm on stage, a spotlight, literally the light that they shine on a comedian, it's on us. And I was nervous, but then I shook that shit real fast and I just, you know, I asked my question. So I'm so grateful that he was so nice enough to do that. And I'm so grateful for that opportunity. I'm just really grateful for that opportunity. And he was a real cool dude. So shout out to Country Wayne again. That was like the highlight of my year, really. And that was that was exciting for me. So that happened. Let me see. What else was a highlight? How many episodes did I do this year? I did 16 episodes just this year. So, you know, that's more than, you know, that's one episode a month plus a couple more in between. So shout out to me. Shout out to my team. What else I've been doing this year? I've been doing my juice business. So if you guys do not know, I have a juice business. It's called Get Juiced. And you can follow me on Instagram at comegetjuiced_. That is my juice business. And I started this juice business on the fluke. I really did. I was doing it for my health because I don't eat all of the fruits and vegetables every single day, all the servings that you're supposed to have. But yet I know I want to be healthy and I wanted to think of an easier way for me to get an intake of that. So instead of buying the fruits, chopping them up, doing all this and that, trying to eat them every day, I just said, let me just put all these fruits in a juice and I could get, you know, different vitamins and nutrients from this juice. And it's easier because I could drink a juice in a couple minutes. You know, if I sit there and eat the fruit, I'm like, I kind of procrastinate with it. So that's just me. I started making juices and just taking them to work, and I wasn't thinking I'm gonna sell it or anything like that. I'm doing it for my own health and my own good reason. And people would see me at my job and say, oh, what is that? What did you put in that? Oh, can I have a taste? Like, you know, it started off like that. And I work in the mental health industry, and some of the clients would be like, oh, well, what's in that today? Oh, what you got today? I'm like, oh, I got a little cucumber, pineapple, this and that. Oh, what you got today? I got a little carrot. I got a little this. And they're like, well, let me taste some. And they'll grab their cups and they'll come up and I pour them some out in their little cup. And, oh, that's good. Oh, let me taste what you got today. Let me taste that. Oh, that's good. It got to the point where I would just take it. I took my juicer to work one time. I took my juicer to work and brought some fruit and I juiced it for them and they lined up and they wanted it. You know what I mean? And so that really touched my heart. And people at the job were saying, oh, you know what? You should sell it. You should sell it. I'm like, yeah. You know, it's just for me. You know, this is something I do. And no, sell it. Like, you got something. Like, you need to sell that. So thank you. Shout out to everybody that pushed me at my job to start selling my juices, because I really wasn't going to do it. And I feel like I should have been more prepared. I just jumped into it. I just started making juices and came up with blends. So, I mean, I start selling them and people were buying them starting at my job. And then somebody spread the word and said, I got juices, and I ended up doing my first pop-up event, during the summertime. So I did a couple pop-up events. My latest one was just in December. I'm kind of shutting it down right now. If you want a juice, I'll still make it for you, but, I'm kind of shutting it down right now because it's the winter time and I just want to revamp everything and come back fresh and strong, you know what I'm saying, to start off with the when spring comes, springtime, summer. Like, I am outside. When I tell you I'm outside, I was just in my city, but I will be coming to the Bay Area. I stay in the Valley. So if you in the Valley in California, Northern California, if you're in the Valley, if you know what I mean, the 209, you need some juice, just, you know, you could email me, same email, quantityradio@gmail.com, or you can go to my Instagram at the California girl, California girl_, and go to the link in my bio and it will direct you to the juice submission form to get your order in. I will be revamping the menu, just trying out different recipes. And, you know, if you want to be a taste tester, hit me up as well. I will be making new flavors and I want people to try them before I actually put them on the menu. I just got a lot of stuff planned. I want to start making stuff for kids and everything like that, but I'm gonna get into my goals later on this episode. But yeah, I've been doing that. Tulum, I went to Tulum for my birthday. My 30th birthday, y'all. I'm 30. I'm 30 years old. So I turned 30 and I had a good birthday. Went to Tulum enjoying myself. Did my first time doing what is that called when you glide across the whole the forest, Amazon jungle, whatever it's called. What's it called? Y'all know what I'm talking about. I did that, and now I'm mad because I can't think of it. Zip lining. There you go. I did zip lining for the first time. If y'all don't know, your girl is low key kind of scared of heights, but I conquered my fear. And you know, life is all about taking risk, calculated risk at that. Don't be doing shit all willy nilly. Don't tell nobody I told you to do that because I didn't. Calculated risk, okay? So you know, I did that. Went out to just one club out there, and it was really, really nice. It was like a reggae night at a club, and it's called Black in Tulum. The people that organized Black in Tulum, shout out to them because that event was lit. Okay, it was nice. I enjoyed myself. Had a good time there. Those are some of the highlights of my year for 2023. Something that I'm dealing with currently is my health. Just being more health conscious, you know, because I had a couple of scares this year. I'm like, oh, first of all, my iron. I found out that I was iron deficient. I know, like me, the juice lady. Are you serious? You know what I'm saying? But it. I feel like it runs in the family because my uncle told me that he had really low iron when he was younger. My grandmother told me that she had low iron, and I did not know this until I brought it up that I had low iron. Nobody said anything to me. So me wondering why, like, I feel so tired and sluggish, so fatigued. That definitely was like an eye opener. I'm like, okay, why do I feel like this? And then when I went and got blood work done just to do like a routine blood check and see what was going on, I found out that I had low iron. It's really, really low. So me just getting back to my health and doing what I know I need to do. Because if something were to come about, any type of illness or anything like that, I would have to take full accountability for that. And that's me not standing on business. So I want to stand on business with my health. That's what I really want to do. So I've been taking my iron supplements. I've been taking my iron supplements. I'm sorry, I had a call come in. But I've been doing that, and I've been going to get infusions and doing everything like that. I've been doing that, and yeah, I just gotta take care of my health. I just ordered from High Frequency Tea. Shout out to her. That's Safari's sister. You know, Safari used to date Nicki Minaj. Yep. His sister, she is a amazing health practitioner, dietitian, just everything. You know, she sells herbs and everything, everything holistic, everything natural. That's what I'm about. So I ordered some stuff from her. So starting the beginning of the year, it just actually came a couple of days ago. So starting the beginning of the year, I'm doing a all fruit cleanse. So I will be eating nothing but fruit, drinking nothing but fruit. I'm gonna do that for 14 days. And then after that, like, I don't know, I'm gonna see how I feel after that. But definitely while I'm taking that supplement and her herbs, I'm gonna do a fresh fruit diet just to get the most out of the bitters is what it's called, to get the most out of that. Because I want to get all the benefits, and I want to flush out toxins from my body, and just be healthy all the way around. It's like a reset. I have not done a cleanse in a while. So you know, they say you're supposed to cleanse every time the season changes. So, you know, you got winter, summer, spring, fall. Like, you should be cleansing during those times, like the beginning of those seasons. And I have not been. I have been slacking. So, definitely that is a result. You know, you get what you give. You know what I'm saying? So, I haven't been putting into myself that way. I have been drinking my juices, but the nutrients that I'm lacking, I need more of. So, you know, with iron, you know, just spinach, kale, dark leafy greens. Right now, I still do not eat red meat. I don't eat red meat. Haven't for 3 years. But even then, right now I'm eating chicken, turkey, and fish. I started back in, I think it was the summertime, during my birthday. Because before that, from January till July, I was a pescatarian. I was only eating seafood. And yeah, I get tired of stuff real quick. So I'm like, okay, that's enough seafood. Okay, I'm done. I need something else. And I was craving chicken. I had that first bite of chicken. I was like, oh my God, like I needed this. And so I started eating chicken again. I said, well, since I'm eating chicken, I might as well eat turkey. So now I'm back on chicken, fish, and turkey. So yeah, just being more mindful of my health. I even had a low-key panic attack that really scared me. And I just my heart was beating really fast. Sometimes iron can cause heart palpitations. Iron can cause dizziness, fatigue. You can't really sleep at night. Sorry, y'all. I'm so sorry. I feel so bad recording while I'm sick. But I told you I sound a whole lot worse. But yeah, y'all, just take care of your health. You're hearing it from me first. I am about to be standing on business, okay? When it comes to my health, especially next year. I even want to do an alcohol cleanse. I stopped smoking. Oh my God. How did I forget to mention that I had stopped smoking? I haven't smoked because I've had my streaks of not smoking. So what was this back in 2020, I want to say, or 2021. I think it was 2021. I stopped smoking. I went cold turkey, and that's because I did have a panic attack then. So this year's my second one, and so I stopped smoking. It was making my heart feel funny. I cut it out. My health is more important. And then this year, I started smoking again, and so I was smoking a lot. And it went from every day to multiple times a day. And I'm like, what's the cause of this? What's the source of this? Is it because I'm worried about something? It's because of this, because of that. Like, and then once I had the panic attack this time, a couple months ago, I went cold turkey again. And I said, I'm not going to pick it up again. And it's a smoke inhalation. It's not good for your lungs. It's not good for your lungs. So yeah, I'm just like, you know what? I'm not gonna smoke. Now I will say I might do an edible here and there. I haven't so far, but I am open to it. I just don't want no smoke in my lungs. Even if the edible makes me feel funny, my heart feel funny, I will quit that too, child. So I do drink here and there. But starting the beginning of the year, I do want to do a alcohol cleanse, like no alcohol for 30 days, 31 days, just 31 days in January. I don't want to no alcohol. So and just yeah, when I do drink, I drink occasionally. I'm a social drinker, so if it's there, I drink. But other than that, I really don't drink like that. But yeah, I'm just happy. Other than that, for abundance in my life, being just really being grateful. I've never been a big complainer because I believe if you complain it, fix the problem. I hate people that complain and they don't fix what they're complaining about. Either you go fix it or shut up. You know what I mean? Next time I hear you, it should be a solution. So that's the type of person I am. And I've always just been grateful to just have a job. I do work a 9-to-5. I do my podcast. I have a juice business. I'm a mom. So just doing all that and just always just being on a go and being grateful for, the fruits of my labor. Really grateful. I got blessed again just recently from my job, my 9-to-5, getting a raise. Shout out to my job. Hey. My bad, y'all. I gotta take a drink of water. I'm drinking the smart water. Okay. So we keep this episode going. But shout out to my job. They have just been, a blessing to me these past couple of months, especially this recent month, you know what I mean? And I will tell you, God will give you exactly what you ask for. So please be mindful of that. Like, God will give you exactly what you ask for. I ask for certain things, not out loud, but just in my head, knowing what I want, knowing how I want to work, knowing where I want to work, knowing how much money I want for the job I'm doing, knowing how my mental is and what I require for my mental state to be well while I'm at work. everything has worked out in my favor. And big shout out to God. Like, he did his big one this year. Like, God did his big one with me. Like, God don't play about me. And I don't play about God. Like, I'm going to always give thanks to God. I don't care. Like, especially when I do my audio episodes. Like, I'm really, really big on that. Like, I'm really just more intimate with you guys about that, like I said. So, shout out to God because he make all things possible. God, well, let me not say he. I've been reading up on stuff and reading Queen Afua's book. So, you know, God, it's a whole bunch of stuff I'm not going to get into right now. But, God makes all things possible at the end of the day, okay? So, shout out to God. Goals for 2024. Budget properly. I want to budget my money properly. I'm not just spending all crazy right now. Sometimes I do get into a habit, like, you know, here and there. I'm like, I got some money, I want to spend it. So, but I ain't never been dead broke. That's the one thing that you never, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to get anything misconstrued. But, just budget my money properly and put things away for different things and just to have like, oh, I want to take a trip. I got this money is put up for a trip or this money is put up for, you know, getting something new or this money is for a rainy day. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I always have like savings and things like that, but I want it to be more organized. You know what I mean? Just better money management, better savings, smart money moves as well, investing in things, whether that be stocks. I started recently trying to look at stocks and things like that. I did that back in the day, but now I'm like, okay, well, let me see. I'll check in here and there with Wall Street Trapper and see what he's talking about and throw my money. And like I said, just investing in stuff, like whatever. Wall Street Trapper, you know, I listen to him, tune into him here and there and see what he's talking about and just throw my money into some stocks and just let that shit grow. You know, start certain accounts for my son, put a savings aside for him. And, you know, because I started to and then I stopped, I kind of fell off with it. But, you know, if I invest a certain amount of money into his savings, you know, just even once a month or every time I get paid, you know what I'm saying? You know, that would be something then for him to have because I didn't have that. You know what I mean? I grew up, it wasn't no savings for me to have. It wasn't no, you know, trust fund. It wasn't none of that for me to have. No Roth, IRA, none of that. It wasn't nothing that for me. So I want to create that for my son and have him continuing on when he have kids, you know? I'm going to just teach him about the different things to do for his children. So just doing stuff like that. Let me see. Connecting more with my family. I know I do not reach out like that. That's just me. I'll check in with you maybe once in a blue moon, but I'm really bad at that. As far as my like cousins and aunties and uncles and stuff like that, my mom, I talk to her all the time. And I've even been doing better with doing that and going up to her house. I actually went to her house for Thanksgiving and just really spent time and everything like that. And so, but just connecting more with my family and checking in with them. I don't care if it's, you know, here and there. You know, I'm not an everyday person. I'm not like that with nobody. You could be Chris Brown himself. Okay, y'all know how I feel about Chris Brown. If y'all didn't know, that used to be my husband back in the day. You know what I'm saying? We divorced now. but yeah, like that used to be my husband back in the day. I don't care if he was Chris Brown. I will eventually get tired of talking to you every day. Like, I don't want to talk every day. I think that has something to do with me, like, just living by myself too now. Like, I live by myself and you know, I enjoy my own company. I enjoy my peace. I enjoy quiet. I enjoy how I like things. You know what I'm saying? Nonetheless, I do want to reach out to family more and check on them and shoot them a couple text messages or call them. Hey, how you doing? All right. You know, all right, cool. Checked in with you. You good? All right, cool. I go to their house for holidays. Hey, what's up? You know, things like that because I am very distant. Just get better at that. Continue to grow in abundance. My health is my priority. health is my priority. After I finish this episode, I'm really about to make me some tea. I got my teapot on the stove. Yes, y'all have a teapot. And I put my ginger. So if you're sick, get your ginger, elderberry, get some cloves, and some honey. Child, I'm telling you, all this mucus is coming up. That's when I'm coughing. I'm like, ooh, gotta, you know, do what I gotta do, but it helps it come up. I'm telling you, you know, stop giving your kids Red 40. if you look on the back, this is random, but just if you are looking at the back of these labels on what they're giving our children, all these type of chips, hot Cheetos, even me, it was so hard for me to stop eating hot Cheetos. I've been eating hot Cheetos since I was 3. But when I really learned about the effects of red 40 dye, yellow 6, blue whatever number, it messes with your mental state. It causes ADHD. It's linked to so many diseases and ailments in the body. Even if you do give them some, which I want you to not give them any, just try to lower it down, because I know a lot of processed foods have this. When you see all these food coloring, I couldn't even buy candy canes. I went to store to buy candy canes, and I would feel bad, like, if something happened to your kid or my kid, and, you know, it's because it's linked to this. It's something that's linked to the red 40, or it's linked to all these crazy things that they're putting into this food, because that's how things are getting to us. We need food to survive, and so they put in stuff in the food. So really, now I really understand the concept that I'm older. Pray over your food, because you're not praying for no reason. You're praying to take out all things that are harmful to your body, all things are harmful to your mind. Like, you are praying to take that out, or cover you, or protect you from that. So now I understand the concept of praying over your food. You know what I mean? Because at the first I'm like, I don't pray over this food. Let's eat. No, it's a reason that you're praying over your food. You know what I mean? So just say a little prayer, and, you know, they put it in the cheap stuff too. You know what I'm saying? You go into Walmart getting a great value. You go into this and that. It's going to cost a little bit more to be healthy. And if your health is important to you, if living long is important to you, then I suggest, you know, start eating a lot more fruits and vegetables. That's me included. You know, I juice and do everything like that, but I need to do more of that. Like, I damn near want to go vegan, honestly. Like, I really, really do. I could take my iron supplements. So I could still get iron, and I could, you know, eat a lot of foods that have iron in it just to keep my iron up and just make sure I take the necessary steps to have all the vitamins and nutrients that I need so I won't be weak. But, you know what I'm saying? I just thought I'd put that out there because I care about y'all. And I just want to put that out there because this applies to me too. You know what I'm saying? I'm lowering everything I'm giving my son that might have red 40 and stuff. And I look at the bag of chips and I'm like, okay, this don't have this in it. Okay, I can give him this. And, you know, there's healthier versions of stuff out there too. I go to Sprouts and get certain things, certain chips and stuff. And you look on there and they're not using red 40. They're using paprika and different seasonings that are red that give that the red hue. It's a little light skin. I ain't gonna lie, it ain't like packed on red, but you know, it's still that flavor and it's still there, but it's healthier for the kids and for me as well. So I just wanted to put that out there. So yeah, y'all, this has been my 2023 wrap up. 2024, we're coming hard. So I'm gonna be doing audio episodes, I'm going to be doing on the spot interviews, and I'm going to be doing visual interviews. So audio, of course, it's just going to be me. When I do audio, it's just going to be me recording by myself and saying whatever I need to say, a more intimate session with you guys, more intimate session for me to let out whatever I want to say and my thoughts and everything like that. The on-the-spot interviews is really going to be when I'm out and about and I might be at an event and I run into somebody that I want to interview, and I'll have my Bluetooth mic handy and I'm going to pop out and I'm going to go ahead and interview that person, you know, or I'll be out, you know, a different city and, you know, same narrative, and just be able to interview anybody that I want to with my own Bluetooth mic while I'm out and about without having a studio and everything like that. My visuals is going to be just what I've been putting out already on YouTube, and me interviewing people and having a visual and have a sit down with them, actual full length interview. So that's what's coming up for the podcast. And, you know, thank y'all again. I made it to 3 years. Shout out to y'all. Shout out to me. Shout out to God, first of all. Excuse me. Shout out to God. Shout out to me. Shout out to y'all. Love y'all. You know, tell your friends. Share it with your friends and your family. Make sure y'all tell them to come listen to Quantity Radio and tell them Big Quan sent you. We out. I'm out. Let me go drink this tea, y'all.